นายเมลาตาเป็นยังไงภาวนาน อนสบายพยายามพยายามนะ
ม
ัน
เป็นเหมือนกับอันที่มีอยู่ค
่
ะ
เออ
ภาวนาไปภาวนามา
เ
ออลงก็หายพุทโธก่อน
พุทโธพุทโธพุทโธมันอะไรยากขนาดฮะไม่ยากพุทโธพุทโธพุทโธพุทโธฮะจิตก็ไม่อยากอยู่ในอนาคตแล้วอนาคตก็ยังไม่มาเหรออยู่ในอดีตอดีตผ่านไปแล้วIt's up. 2 meters is a little bit. Should be more than 3 meters. Is it sharp?
Sharp. Yeah, it's the. I see that.
Okay. Okay. Huh?
It should be.
เรื่องภาวนานะของเราช่วงแรกก็สมถะทำให้ใจสงบเมื่อใจมันสงบก็พินิจพิจารณาก็ได้แต่ของเราต้องรู้นะ สมถะเมื่ออยู่กับพุทโธนะทางถูกต้องเมื่อไม่อยู่กับพุทโธเมื่ออยู่กับความเลื่อนเสด็จหรือความคิดหรือความช้ำก็ทางผิดทำได้ง่ายนะทำยากแต่ทำได้ง่าย อยู่กับพุทโธนะหรืออยู่กับลมหายใจเข้าลมหายใจออกนะ จับนะสมาธิจับ จับนะเรื่องหมวกหน้านะจับเนื้อนี่อารมณ์นี้ให้ดีนะรู้ลมหายใจกำลังเข้ามาลมหายใจเต็มที่ลมหายใจเข้ากำลังลงมาเปลี่ยนไปเป็นลมหายใจออกนะลมหายใจออกนะลมหายใจเข้าลมหายใจออกฮะของเราก็อยากรู้นะละเอียดหรือไม่ละเอียดลมหายใจละเอียดหรือไม่ละเอียดก็ไม่สนใจสนใจเรื่องความรู้นะและสนใจเรื่องอยู่กับพุทโธนะอยู่กับนะลมหายใจเมื่ออยู่กับพุทโธก็ลมหายใจทางถูกต้องนะเรื่องสมถะเมื่อไม่อยู่นะเมื่ออยู่กับความคิดจึงกลับมาเมื่ออยู่กับความรู้สึกก็ความภาพนะ ภาพร้อนที่ขึ้นมานะมันผิดทางแล้วนะจึงกลับมาจึงกลับมาอยู่กับลมหายใจจึงกลับมาอยู่กับพุทโธพุทโธเร็วหรือพุทโธช้าก็ไม่เป็นไรนะ ต้องอยู่กับพุทโธนะสนใจในพุทโธสนใจในลมหายใจลมหายใจเนี่ยมันเดี๋ยวนี้ก็ละเอียดก็ไม่ละเอียดแรงนะลมหายใจเข้าก็ยาวก็สั้นลมหายใจออกยาวก็สั้นฮะละเอียดก็ไม่ละเอียดนี่เรียกว่า การฝึกภาวนานั่งสมาธิฝึกภาวนาสมาธิฮะรู้นะรู้เรื่องลมหายใจเข้ารู้เรื่องลมหายใจออกนะ ทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างและไม่สนใจเกิดอะไรขึ้นฮะความคิดก็เข้ามาออกไปเข้ามาออกไปเข้ามาออกไปฮะของเรามองดูตลอดเวลาฮะและไม่สนเวลานั่งภาวนาก็ไม่สนใจเรื่องความคิดไม่สนใจเรื่องความรู้สึกนอกจากนะมีความเจ็บความปวดนะมาขึ้นมาขึ้นสุดท้ายก็อยู่กับลมหายใจกับพุทโธไม่ได้นะเป็นพิจารณาความ ทุกขเวทนาทุกขเวทนาโอเคยอมรับมันทุกขเวทนาเป็นอะไรคงเรากลัวทุกขเวทนาแล้วไม่อยากเห็นลุกขึ้น เมื่อลุกขึ้นทุกขเวทนาก็หายไปฮะเป็นยังไงทุกขเวทนาแบบนี้ฮะฮะเป็นอัศจรรย์ก็อะไรฮะแล้วของเราก็เมื่อทุกขเวทนาก็มาขึ้นแล้วสุดท้ายก็อยู่กับลมหายใจไม่ได้กับพุทโธไม่ได้ก็พินิจพิจารณาทุกขเวทนามันก็ไปที่เข้าซ้ายก็เข้าขวานั่นที่มีอยู่ทุกขเวทนาฮะแล้วจอดที่นี่นะมันคงออกจอดที่นี่เวลาดูลมหายใจเข้าลมหายใจออกฮะจอดนะแล้วดูฮะแต่ช่วงแรกต้องยอมรับทุกขเวทนาทุกขเวทนาต้องยอมรับมันนะหลังจากนี้ทุกขเวทนาอยู่ที่ไหนอยู่ในผิวหนังฮะอยู่ในเส้นเอ็นฮะอยู่ในกระดูกอยู่กับเนื้อฮะอยู่ที่ไหนฮะเราไม่เชื่อนะเมื่อถามถูกต้องนะทุกขเวทนาเกือบเข้าใจนะทุกขเวทนามาจากไหนทุกขเวทนาก็จากนี้ เข้าสายก็เข้าขวาน้ำมันหายไปและไปทั้งอื่นฮะโอเคของเราไปทั้งอื่นด้วยนะทุกขเวทนาเดียวนี่อยู่ในสายขวานะดูเหมือนกันอยู่ในผิวหนังของเขาเกิดมามีผิวหนังของเขาไม่มีทุกขเวทนาตลอดเวลาฮะฮะอยู่ในเนื้อของเขาไม่มีตั้งแต่เกิดมาก็มีเนื้อมีเส้นเอ็นมีกระดูกฮะทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างก็ไม่มีทุกขเวทนาแต่เวลานั่งสมาธิอ่ะ20นาที30นาทีโอ้ไม่ไหวฮะฮะแล้วเวลาลุกขึ้นไม่มีปัญหาฮะไม่ทุกขเวทนาก็หายไปฮะเออคนที่อยู่ที่ไม่อยู่ประจำที่วัดนะฮะเวลาคุยกันกินกันสองชั่วโมงสามชั่วโมงก็ไม่มีทุกขเวทนาฮะนั่งตลอดฮะไม่มีทุกขเวทนาแต่เวลานั่งสมาธิปุ๊บปุ๊บโอ้ยเจ็บมากฮะนี่สาเหตุที่ของเขาพินิจพิจารณาใช่ไหมและเรื่องพินิจพิจารณาเหมือนกันนะเมื่ออยู่กับทุกขเวทนามันถูกทางแล้วนะพินิจพิจารณาทุกขเวทนาก็ถามเรื่องทุกขเวทนาเป็นยังไงความรู้สึกเป็นยังไงนี่อยู่ที่ไหนเนี่ยมันถูกทางนะเมื่อไปในความคิดหรือไปในสงสัยทุกขเวทนามาจากโอ้ยผมหนังก็ไม่ถูกต้องฮะเนี่ยผิดทั้งแล้วเข้าใจไหมเมลาตาเข้าใจไหมฮะต้องเข้าใจนี้โอ้ยผมไม่หนังสักไปโอ้ยเดี๋ยวหลังหักเดี๋ยวขาหักเดี๋ยวนี้หักเนี่ยฮะเดี๋ยวฮะเดี๋ยวหัวหักเนี่ยเนี่ยมันไม่ใช่เนี่ยเป็นคำตอบของกิเลสนะและความคำตอบของกิเลสของเราไม่ฟังนะของเราตอบกิเลสไม่เชื่อไม่แน่ใจนะและกิเลสก็หาทางอื่นนะโอเคเข้าใจนะนี่สำคัญที่ของเรารู้นะแค่นี้นิดหน่อยอยู่กับพุทโธทางถูกต้องอยู่กับความรู้สึกความคิดหรือความช้ำทางผิดนะอยู่กับพินิจพิจารณากับอารมณ์นะทุกขเวทนาหรือเป็นร่างกายสุดท้ายก็เป็นร่างกายเรื่องพินิจพิจารณาร่างกายก็เหมือนกันอยู่กับร่างกายถูกต้องอยู่กับความคิดหรืออาศัยเนี่ยอยู่กับความช้ำหรือความคิดนะหรือความรู้สึกนี้หรือภาพนี้หรือนิมิตนี้ก็ผิดทั้งแล้วเข้าใจนะฮะแต่เริ่มทุกขเวทนาสำคัญยอมรับมันความรู้สึกเป็นยังไงฮะเพราะว่าของเรากลัวเมื่อของเรากลัวฮะของเราไม่เข้าใจถูกต้องนะเมื่อเข้าใจถูกต้องนะก็ไม่กลัวอะไรโอเคนี่ความเนี่ยมันทุกขเวทนาและไม่สนใจเท่าไหร่และสุดท้ายเวลาตามไปนะตามไปจากชุดนี้ถึงชุดโน้นถึงด้านนะและสุดท้ายก็เห็นชัดๆทุกขเวทนามาจากไหนไม่มาจากนี้อ่ะ พราะว่าเข้าสายที่เคยโอ้ยไม่ไหวเมื่อพินิจพิจารณาถูกต้องนะเข้าสายก็ไม่เจ็บแล้วเข้ากว่าก็เจ็บฮะเป็นยังไงทำไมเดียวนี้ทุกขเวทนาก็ไปจากจุดนี้ถึงจุดโน้นฮะเป็นทุกขเวทนาแบบไหนฮะเมื่อตัดมือนะมันตัดว่าตัดนิ้วนะมันจะรู้นะมันทุกขเวทนาอยู่กับนิ้วอันเดียวฮะไม่ได้ไปที่อื่นใช่ไหมแต่ทุกขเวทนาที่เกิดขึ้นในสมาธิไปจุดนี้เดี๋ยวจุดโน้นเดี๋ยวจุดนั้นฮะเป็นยังไงมันเป็นอะไรเป็นแบบไหนเข้าใจไหมเมื่อใจมันสงบนะมันคงเอาอยู่กับปุถุชนลมหายใจถึงไม่มีความคิดถึงไม่มีความจำขึ้นมาฮะมันสบายนี่เรียกว่าเข้าสู่อุปจารสมาธิฮะ นี่สบายมานะอนาคตก็ไม่มีอดีตก็ไม่มีฮะความกลัวก็ไม่มีความห่วงก็ไม่มีฮะสบายออกจากสมาธิโอ้โหบุญวายอีกแล้วฮะกิเลสจับเราเพราะว่าภายในสมาธิเมื่อนั่งเมื่อเข้าสู่สมาธินะกิเลสก็ไม่มีโอกาสให้จับเรานะกิเลสก็ไม่มีอำนาจในสมาธินี่สาเหตุที่สำคัญมากนะของเราฝึกสมาธิโอเคเข้าใจนะวันนี้แค่นี้นะจำเอาไว้นะอยู่กับพุทโธถูกต้องอยู่กับลมหายใจถูกต้องอยู่กับทุกขเวทนาและถามเรื่องทุกขเวทนาถูกต้องอันนี้ก็ผิดแล้วต้องตึงกลับมาตึงกลับมาตึงกลับมาโอเควันนี้แค่นี้ก็พอนะ สำหรับคนไทยนะเดี๋ยวจะกลับคุณที่ก็ได้นอกจากอยากฟังภาษาอังกฤษ ต้องพยายามหน่อยเมลาตาพยายามความพยายามอยู่ที่ไหนความสำเร็จอยู่ที่นั่น
เนี่ย
ก็ไม่เป็นไรฮะดีขึ้นดีขึ้นดีขึ้นนะทุกวันนิดหน่อยฮะวันนี้ก็สองชั่วโมงพรุ่งนี้สองชั่วโมงครึ่งฮะและอีกหนึ่งอาทิตย์สามชั่วโมงอีกหนึ่งอาทิตย์นะสี่ชั่วโมงขึ้นไปเรื่อยเรื่อยเรื่อยเรื่อยนะถึงมันใช้มันสงบจริงๆ so what am I going to do with you yes same yeah I mean we tend to forget that's why I said you know I mean just 2 days ago You forget it already? You forgot it already? Huh? Huh? What is the right path and what is the wrong path? The right path, you know, when we do samatha or, you know, calm meditation, is when we are with the Buddha or when we are with the breath. Huh? Whenever, you know, our attention goes to something else, be the image, you know, be it the feeling or be it, you know, whatever happens, be it a thought or be it a memory, I mean, we are on the wrong path. That is so easy to remember, huh? No? But when we sit there, that is interesting. Where is this thought coming from? Why does this memory suddenly pop up? Yeah? That is all the distraction of the kilesas that want us to pull out of samadhi. Yeah? That is their way, that is their trick, yeah? They produce all sorts of images, they can produce all sorts of feelings, yeah? Strange feelings coming up, yeah? Especially, you know, painful feelings, yeah? They come up, you know, be it in the knee or be it, you know, be it in the back or wherever it comes from, yeah? The moment we get up, this strange feeling disappears. Ha! This feeling of pain disappears, you know. I mean, what kind of magic is that? Who produced this feeling? That is what we have to investigate, yeah? So we are with the Buddha or we are with the breath. Know every detail of the breath. Now the in-breath has started. Now the in-breath has its height. Now the in-breath slows down. Now the in-breath changes to out-breath. Now the out-breath, you know, starts, you know, yeah? Now it is at its height. Now it slows down. The out-breath changes to the in-breath. That's all what we want to know. We don't want to manipulate the breath. We don't want to make it calm. We don't want to make it in any way. We just want to know how is the breath at this very moment. All the same holds true for the Buddha. How is the Buddha? Is it fast? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Is it, whatever. Yeah? We want to know. Yeah? Until we enter the state of samadhi, yeah? And this state of samadhi is when there are no more thoughts and no more memories. Yeah? And when there are no thoughts and no more memories, yeah? The future cannot arise, and the past has gone, because our memories stop working for the moment while we are in samadhi. And the thoughts and the memory is that produce a future, yeah? Or the thoughts, and the memory that produces fear or worries, yeah? So when we stayed in the samadhi, there are no worries, there is no fear, there is no loneliness, all these things disappear, yeah? There is no future and there is no past. All these things disappear. And then we know, yeah? That is sort of happiness or peacefulness or whatever, you experience, yeah? But don't, when you do the samatha practice, whenever you deviate from the Buddha or from the breath, you are on the wrong path. Don't listen to the kilesas who tell you have to sit straight. No. You don't have to sit straight, you have to sit comfortable, and then it is not, samatha practice or is not a practice of sitting correctly, it is a practice of controlling the mind or controlling the citta, yeah, to stay with one object, yeah. And whatever the kilesas produce be it memories or be it thoughts or be it pictures, that come up, yeah. Yeah, we see them and then we return back to the Buddha or back to the breath. That's what we do, yeah. We don't go out for these things. We don't go out for the nimittas that arises, We see them, and then we go back, yeah. We see the pictures, we go back. We don't pay any interest to them. We pay only interest to the Buddha or to the breath. Until the breath becomes subtle, yeah. And when the breath becomes subtle, we cannot feel it in the nostrils anymore, and it drops down to the heart. And the knowingness of the breath is much more detailed than the feeling of the breath that we latched on in the beginning. We latched on the feeling, knowing, okay, in-breath you will feel it, out-breath we feel it, yeah. But once the mind is getting calm, and there are not so many thoughts and not so many memories anymore, the breath becomes really detailed or really subtle. And once it becomes subtle, the knowingness, yeah, that arises in the citta, yeah, then it drops into the citta, and then we are in the citta, and we know, okay, very, very detailed, the in-breath and the out-breath, and we can stay, yeah. And then sooner or later there are no more thoughts and there are no memories and we are in upacara samadhi. Yeah? That is our resting place. And we need to develop it. Yeah? We really need to develop it so that we can, just like you go to sleep every night, yeah, we need to rest the mind from its activities. Yeah? From thinking and memorizing and, going out to all the sensations that the body produces. Yeah. We need to rest it, we need to strengthen it, we need to focus it, yeah? And that's why we do, the samatha practice, yeah? Meditation practice, yeah? Going into samadhi, yeah? And then it becomes more and more, yeah? In the beginning, don't pay too much attention, The sound seems to be much stronger, but don't pay any attention to it. You know it. How can you not know it, yeah? But then sooner or later, the word goes further and further away, the sounds become more and more distant, the body becomes more and more distant, and in the end, there will be only the place, where the citta is, in the center of the chest, yeah? There will be only this place. Everything else we don't know, yeah? We are not aware of it because we are aware only of the Buddha or we are aware only of the breath. So there is nothing wrong with that, yeah? Sometimes it can even happen, you know, when we are that concentrated, then we don't realize in what kind of sitting position or standing position we are anymore. Yeah? Because the chitta doesn't have time, you know, to look for all the, what is it, you know, for all the geo information, you know. It needs a lot, you know, it needs a lot of information from the body to know how it sits, you know, if the head is down or if the head is up. Yeah? Yeah? And that, you know, when our concentration grows stronger, you know, we lose that, yeah. So we get wrong information about our posture. And don't worry about it, you know, just go on with the breath, you know, or go on with the Buddha, yeah, until the breath stops. And when the breath stops, don't get afraid, yeah. Tell yourself, you know, I mean, whatever can disappear, let it disappear, yeah. And whatever stays, you know, that's what I want to know, yeah. So you jump into this knowingness that knows that the breath has stopped, yeah. And then you can enter the one-pointedness. And one-pointedness is where the whole universe disappears. Before that, you know, in samadhi or in a deeper state of upachara samadhi, I mean, the world already became very distant. But in the state of apana samadhi or deep samadhi or one-pointedness or whatever you want to call it, you know, I mean, the whole universe disappears. And that is amazing, yeah. I mean, Lungda Mahabor talked about it, that this is the first stage of, that's the first wonder, you know, that we can achieve in meditation. And then you have no, yeah, then when you come out of it, you know, you have no doubt about, you know, the Buddha's path, you know. And you know that, you know, this whole universe is built on an illusion. Because when you come back, you know, how do you get back into this world, you know? I mean, through memories and thoughts, yeah? I mean, you have to establish yourself or your ego again by thinking and by memorizing, yeah? And it takes a few moments. I mean, the longer you stay in apana samadhi, the longer it takes, you know? It can take up to 5 minutes, you know, until you realize who you are, where you are, and why you are here, yeah? That can be the result of, you know, coming out from apana samadhi, yeah? So, no, just for your knowledge, you know. I mean, yes, apana samadhi gives a really certainty, you know, that the Buddha's teaching, you know, is completely right and that he points us out, you know, on the right path, you know, on the right path to deliverance. Because apana samadhi is just like a preview of nibbana. Because there's nothing left, you know. The universe has disappeared, you know, but something is there, yeah. Eternity, you can call it eternity, you can call it nibbana or whatever you want to call it, yeah. It's one-pointedness. I mean, the knowingness that we had to use in order to get into apana samadhi, the knowingness of objects, you know, becomes one point, yeah. The subject and object merges into one point, and that's why we can't say anything anymore about the state, yeah? Because we don't have a language for it. Our language is built on subject and object, you know, on duality, yeah? And one-pointedness is not duality, it's one-pointedness, yeah? So, if you put your effort into it, you know, and get into apana samadhi, I mean, this is a wonder, you know, and you will not forget it. Huh? And when you come out, you know, your first thought might be, you know, at least it was for me, I want to go back. I don't want to stay, you know, in a world where we are constantly bombarded by these senses, yeah, all these sense inputs, yeah, all these sense inputs, you know, I mean the feeling, the touching, you know, I mean the 5, 6 senses, you know, including the sense of, you know, smelling, the sense of hearing, the sense of seeing, you know, and so on, all these bombard us constantly, yeah, it's a feeling like we are in a world war of the senses, yeah. And nobody, you know, if we experience, you know, the deep samadhi, that wants to go back into the war of the senses because it's useless, yeah? I mean, you constantly have to fight with it, you know, you like one and you dislike the other, yeah? You want this and you don't want that, you know, I mean, yeah, it's a constant bothersome, it's a lot of dukkha, yeah? So in order, you know, like I said in previous talks, you know, in order to get out, you know, get permanent into the state of Apanna Samadhi, yeah? I mean into Nibbana. Apanna Samadhi is just a preview of Nibbana. But to get into Nibbana, I mean we have to go the Fourth Noble Truth, yeah? The path to the deliverance, or the path to the end of dukkha. Sila, you know, keeping our precepts. Yeah, when we are here in the monastery, we keep our 8 precepts. Yeah, about samadhi, I already talked. Yeah, I talked about a lot about samadhi. And then the rest is, you know, the investigation. And the first and foremost thing is the investigation of the body. When we do samatha, I mean, there's one exception when the pain becomes so strong. So we investigate pain. Yeah, we can investigate it. And once we investigate pain, we can investigate any kind of feeling that creeps up. Yeah? A feeling is a feeling, so we can feel it, you know, we can embrace it, you know, because we want to know what this feeling, what is the experience of this feeling? What is the experience of feeling of pain like? Yeah? Or what is the experience of the feeling of fear like? Or lust, or hate, you know. How does it feel like? You know, what is the experience like? Yeah, we want to know that. Yeah, once we know that, you know, we can embrace it. Yeah, we don't dislike it. Yeah, we can even like it. You know, that makes it easier. But we don't want to dislike it because then we cannot investigate whatever we dislike. We cannot investigate. So, I mean, once we, you know, we are neutral to it or we like it, then we can investigate. Where is this feeling? Where is this feeling of pain? Yeah? Okay, then we go to the location of the pain, investigate it, you know. Look, you know, where is it? Is it in the skin? Is it the bones? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the tendon? Is it in the muscle? Yeah? Where is it, actually? When we come close to the truth, it moves from one point, yeah? Let's say it was in the left knee, yeah? Was extreme pain in the left knee. Once we come close to the truth, because we cannot find it in any of the bodily parts, yeah? Then it disappears from this point and goes to another point, yeah? So, it was in the left knee, then it might go to the right knee, yeah? Then the right knee is in extreme pain. Before it wasn't in pain, huh? And the left knee that was in extreme pain is not any more pain, yeah? We can test it out in the same way, you know, in a similar way. I mean, just, you know, when this extreme pain is there, we get up and there's no more extreme pain. Yeah? So it's the same thing. It moves, you know, and then it moves to another location. And we go to this location, investigate in the same way until we find where the source of this pain is coming from. Yeah, that is the investigation, and we can do that with any kind of feeling. Yeah? We can also ask for pain, you know, I mean... What came before? What kind of thought? Yeah, I was bored, you know, or was I, you know, I mean, I didn't like my Buddha so much, you know, or maybe nothing came before, yeah, it was just, you know, just a pain, yeah. But for other feelings, you know, when a feeling of hatred, you know, arises, you know, what came before? What kind of memory came before? What kind of feeling came before? And then go down, you know, I mean, reflect, you know, reflect about it, you know, what came before that and what came before that, yeah, until you find, you know, the stone, you know, that caused all the circles in the pond, yeah. I mean, because all what we see, you know, when a feeling arises, we classify it, you know, and that's it, yeah. We don't know what the feeling is like, you know. We don't know what causes this feeling, yeah. We need to understand this, yeah. And that, you know, that's the investigation of feelings, yeah. And the investigation of the body is foremost, yeah. What is the body? What part of the body is the body, yeah? Split it up, yeah. Put it, you know, take it off, you know. Take it off your meditation seat and put it in front, the 32 parts or whatever you like, you know, put it in front of you and then look at it, you know. So what part of the body, you know, makes the body, you know? And then assemble it, you know, assemble it in the right way, assemble it in a different way. Huh? I mean, you can have a lot of fun with this, yeah? I mean, put all the parts of the body out, you know, I mean, yeah, And then, you know, for instance, you know, I mean, you put, you know, you put your feet, you know, at your shoulders, and you put your hand, you know, on your hips, you know. Is that a body? Huh? Hmm? Now you can put your head between your legs, you know. I mean, is that a body, you know? Huh? A lot of people have their brains, you know, between their legs, you know, and that, yeah. So, see it, yeah. Understand it. Understand the nature of the body. Understand, you know, that you are. That you are not the body. That, you know, that what sees the body, you know, outside, yeah. When you place it in front of you, yeah, you see it outside. And what sits there and knows that these are body parts. That's the investigation of the body. Okay, that's enough for today, yeah. If you have any questions, yeah, you can ask. And I really need to mention that much more often, because we easily get lost by the kilesas. When you're with a Buddha, or when you're object of investigation, or when you're with the breath, you're on the right path. If you are going into feelings or memories or thoughts, you're on the wrong path. And you have to bring the mind back to the object that you decided in the beginning to stay on. And it be the breath. You stay on the breath for determined time frame, you know, maybe an hour or 2 hours. Okay, I stay with the breath for 2 hours. And then you stay with the breath for 2 hours. And you don't switch the object. I stay with the Buddha for 2 hours, you know, and then I switch don't switch the object. I stay with the body for 2 hours. I do this exercise, you know, taking the body apart, you know, into bits and pieces, you know, and then put it back. And put it outside and put it back. Put it outside and put it back, yeah. If you're not with this, you know, if you get off into assumptions of what you think you see or what you think you realize, I mean, that is the wrong thing, yeah. It's very clear, it's very simple, but we tend to constantly forget it. Okay? That's just as a very helpful, you know, way, you know, to remember, yeah, when we go astray. Yeah? Very simple, yeah? I mean, when I sit down or when I do walking meditation, now I'm with the Buddha, yeah? Whenever I'm not with the Buddha, I know I'm off the path, yeah? Whenever I'm with the object of investigation, huh? Then I'm on the right path. When I'm not with this same object, then I'm on the wrong path, yeah? Simple, yeah? And after 5 minutes, we forget it. We say, oh, where is this thought coming from? Why does this thought now arise, huh? Where is this memory coming from? Why does it now come? Oh, I haven't thought about it for such a long time. That's all off the path. Okay? Bang. Sometimes we are even with our work, you know? Any questions? Me come time, mai? Time go down. Yeah?
Sometimes when I sit down to meditate and I'm observing my breath, observing the Buddha, the more I observe, the more tension builds up in my chest. What am I doing wrong?
You put your attention on the chest. You put your attention on the feeling instead of putting your attention on the breath, yeah? Or sometimes, you know, sometimes it is you're too tense. Now relax, you know. I mean, there are two things, yeah? I mean, you're either too tense, yeah? That's also for the Spanish, yeah? You're either too tense, you know, then something, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, then something happens, yeah? Relax it, you know? Or you go off the path, you know, put your attention on, for instance, the chest or on this feeling, yeah? You realize, okay, there's a feeling and then go back to the breath or go back to the Buddha, yeah? See, I mean, there's two options, yeah?
If it's the first one, if I am too tense,
yeah?
What can I do to relax more?
Close your eyes, breathe in deeply and say, relax. How do you think the chitta controls this body? It's the intention. I really want to relax. Yeah? Try it out. Yeah? Close your eyes and try out to relax the body. And it does it? See? This is, you know, I mean, meditation is not only about getting calm. It's about understanding the nature of the body. That the citta controls everything of the body. When you put your fist together, you know, it's the citta who controls it, yeah? I mean, send some signal up to the brain and then the brain controls it, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, I mean, you can lose your hand, yeah? Just by sending up the signal, okay, relax. Okay, and then you relax. Okay? Well, then if there are no more questions, you know, then we, yeah, go back fighting, yeah? Yes? One more question?
Yes. Mostly do meditation.
Yeah? That's okay. Yeah. 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 For walking meditation, please, also there's a very simple way, you know, how to do successful, you know, samadhi while walking meditation. You start at the starting point, you look towards the end, yeah, and then tell yourself, okay, this path only I want to stay with the breath or I want to stay with the Buddha. Then we are at the end of the path, yeah, and we also only look 1 meter ahead of us. We don't look left or look right, yeah? We look 1 meter ahead of us, then we reach the end point, we notice how long we have been with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And then we turn around, make another determination, just this one path, I want to stay with the Buddha. Not for 3 hours, no, just this one path, yeah? Until you finally can do one path where you stay with the breath or where you stay with the Buddha. Yes, you can reach samadhi. You cannot reach apana samadhi, but you can reach upachara samadhi. I mean, you have to walk a little while, you know. I mean, for me, you know, about 2 or 3 hours walking meditation, and then suddenly, you know, I was outside and saw my body walking up and down. That's very relaxing, you know, because the citta has to control the walking. And the rest of the citta is much easier to concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath than when we sit where we have to concentrate the whole of the citta. Yeah? Yeah? You're sitting in the knowingness. Yeah. Yes, but we don't go into. I just explained. Yeah. As long as we are Buddha, we are on the right path. If you are not, if you stay with the knowingness, or you know, some people stay with the universe. You know, I mean, we are on the wrong. It's not the right thing. That's why I try to explain it, to make it so clear. Yeah. As long you say Buddha. Or you say breath, and then you stick to this object, and you don't let go of this object. Yeah? So you went, you know, I'm in the knowingness, you know, I mean, it's actually a feeling, you know, so you went into the feeling without, you know, oh, okay, the Buddha stops, you know. Yes, like I told you last time, the Buddha stops because your interest in the Buddha stops. And you know, of course you feel more relaxed, you know, because the mind is calm, so you go into the calmness, the feeling of calmness, or the feeling of knowingness, but it's wrong. Okay?
Maybe I explained a little bit more what I wanted to say. It's not this feeling,
What do you know? Mind is in contact with
some mind contact.
I mean, it's just you externalize something that is coming from inside. Yeah. I mean, we project a lot of things, you know, onto other things, yeah. So, as a recipe, just don't stay with this, yeah. I mean, see, you know, I mean, it's Achilles that's trying to pull you out, yeah? Just stay, go back to the Buddha. Say, okay, not sure. Yeah? The moment you put a label on something, it becomes fixed. It becomes an object of itself. Yeah? So if I put a label on a certain feeling, that it's a mind trying to contact me, you know, then this really exists in our, you know, in our vision, yeah, but it might not be real, yeah? Because we put it out there and say this is this, then it makes it real. If we just say not, no, not sure, you know, go back to the Buddha, I mean, these things will disappear. Okay. Anything else? Yeah. How do we know we are in Upachara Samadhi? When we feel safe, yeah? When there's no more thoughts and no more memories coming up, and we feel like in a safe house, yeah? We still, you know, experience the things, but they seem to be further away, yeah? And nothing at the moment, and we don't want to, the feeling is we don't want anything. Yeah? The moment we want something, we are out, yeah? There's also a problem for a lot of meditators. They open the door to the safe house. Ah, it's nice and cool, you know, and then close the door in front of them instead of going in and closing it behind them. Because when you close it behind, you really feel in a safe house. Yeah? I mean, the future and the past and the worries and the fear all have gone for that moment as long as you're in samadhi. Yeah? And only when you go out, you feel, you know, the pressure of the kilesas, you know, wanting this or liking this or don't like this or things like that, yeah. But while you're in the safe house, there's nothing to worry about, yeah. Yeah. And then it depends on, you know, it depends on the characteristics of the people, you know, I mean, what they have practiced in the past life, yeah. What kind of feeling, you know, some people feel happy, some people feel joy, some people, you know, I mean, the tears are running down, you know, other people just feel peaceful. So, that depends on the person, yeah? Okay? No, it's on a different level. Jhana, I mean, you don't have the Buddha or you don't have the breath, you know, I mean, jhana is, you know, concentrating on the feeling, yeah? On that, what is there, yeah? So, when pity arises, yeah? But, yeah? When pity arises, you know, then you concentrate on pity, yeah? And completely get absorbed into pity, yeah? But forget about it. There are so few people who know about the jhanas, who can do the jhanas. We do samadhi because every one of us can do it. Yeah? Okay, sir? So.